James Bay and Hold Back the River here at I-98. It's Marge this afternoon. And the other day I was driving around Sydney and I noticed on the back of a cab... Thanks very much, James Bay. Noticed on the back of a cab a billboard for Spouse Busters, which I thought was quite intriguing. And that afternoon somebody happened to like my Facebook page from Spouse Busters. So I thought, I don't know why they like my page, but anyway, I thought that would be a really interesting interview. And Shane Johnson from Spouse Busters is on the line right now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marjay.
Obviously the name is quite self-explanatory. You get out there and, well, you bust spouses, right?
Well, in a way, we go out there and we provide information to our clients and we specialise in what, you know, their partner might be up to. We call it infidelity investigations or domestic investigations.
All right, so it's not actually only about the spouse's infidelity. It could be, could it be something else, like the spouse is going out and eating copious amounts of hamburgers? Would you investigate that?
Absolutely. So, I mean... This is the thing. A lot of the times a client will come to us thinking that their partner might be cheating on them, but then we, after an investigation, we might report that it's not another person involved, but it might be a gambling problem, a drinking problem, a drug problem perhaps, or some sort of other phase they might be going through that we're able to identify, and then our client's able to deal with it one way or the other.
How many people come to you and they say, oh my God, I think my partner is having sex with somebody, can you please investigate it? And you go and investigate and you actually find out that it's true, that they're not just going crazy, they're not just imagining things, but their partner is actually doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, 97% of them.
Wow, 97?
Yeah, because by the time a client is ready to come to us to get that information that they're after, they've already processed it themselves, you know, as much as they can. They've tried to, no doubt, you know, try to find answers for themselves. They've been thinking about it for a long time, and now they've decided to spend some money to get the information. So basically all the signs are already there for them. They've already got something to worry about, but there's smoke, there's usually fire. And so that's really why in 97% of cases we do find a cheating partner, or at least something to be concerned about.
That's a very big number. I've got to be honest with you, I'm quite surprised that the percentage is that high. How do you undertake the investigation? Is it like I imagine in the movies, you're sitting in a car waiting outside of some club and you take some photos, and is that how you do it?
Well, look, that's part of it. I mean, every job is different, and it just depends on its own unique characteristics. But sometimes, you know, we can be following somebody into a nightclub, like you said, or a restaurant or a cafe or a hotel or a bar or anywhere. And wherever they are, we usually have an agent or two in close proximity, just blending in and just keeping an eye on things and recording that information with secret cameras to report back to the client so that the client can see exactly how their partner might be interacting in public or with other people. But that's just the surveillance side of things. We do other types of investigations where we, you know, background checks and finding out other information about people, not just getting, you know, video footage of their activities. And we also sell spy products as well, which help clients to achieve the information that they're after.
Isn't there an implication here when it comes to privacy laws?
There are. Look, with spy products, you can buy them legally and use them legally, but of course, with anything, you can use them illegally, which we don't recommend, of course. If you wanted to put a listening bug in your own house, for instance, to hear what goes on, then you can certainly legally allowed to do that. If you wanted to put a GPS tracker on your own vehicle to track its whereabouts, then you can certainly do that as well.
I shouldn't laugh. I mean, sometimes it's a very serious matter for couples. Do you do also, I mean, in this new age in which we live in, social media and all that type of stuff, would you sort of go into the social media realm and do you investigate under those circumstances?
Yeah, very much so. So we do online profiles on people as well, which is partly to do with the background check that we might do on someone. So we're finding out what information exists on that person online, right? So not just social media, but of course we do search Facebook and MySpace and all the other things that somebody is on. But that sort of application, I guess, it makes our job quite easy because, you know, a lot of people post what they get up to and what their plans are and all that sort of stuff. And sometimes it's contradictory to what they're suggesting or claiming to their partner or to their employer or whatever the case might be.
So what goes down, for want of a better word, do you actually take the photos of the person cheating and then you send them to the spouse that's hired your services? Is that how it works?
We do, yeah. So we film everything. And yes, all the footage and all the photos goes to our client. We only work for our client, that's it. We provide everything to the client, and then it's up to the client to do with that information what they want. So they can approach their partner and discuss it amicably and sort something out and work out their problems and get back on track. They might be on the path of a divorce. They might contact the other person that was involved with them. It's up to them.
All right, that is Shane Johnson from Spouse Busters. For more from Shane coming up in the next 5 minutes. This is Europe and Final Countdown, I-98.